Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with my friend, fellow creator, and iconic photographer, Nezrin Dinan.
Hi.
Hi. Nezrin, I'm so excited that you're here because I've been wanting to hang out with you. So I just like bullied you into coming on my podcast.
It wasn't even bullying. You said, do you want to come? And I said, yes. No, I'm really excited too because I feel like I see you all the time.
I know.
But like, we don't actually know each other that well.
Yeah.
So this is fun.
I know. We do have to hang out. That's the crazy thing about LA is like, it's like once you hear of the car, you like see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Or like once you hear the person, I feel like I see you everywhere.
It's actually insane. I have so many of those friends too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're close. But then I'm like, no, we're not.
Oh, we just
see each other every weekend.
You.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that being said, tell us a little bit about yourself. If someone like doesn't know who you are, give us like the 411 little elevator pitch. I know you're from Portland. Give us your age. Give us, you know.
Yeah. So being from Portland is like fully a personality trait for me at this point. I'm actually not from Portland. Amine called me out on that a couple weeks ago. I saw him. He was like, what high school did you go to? And I was like, okay, so I'm actually from Corvallis, which is like a suburb. He was like, I knew it. Like, I never saw you growing up. And I was like, yeah. So this is embarrassing.
That's fine.
I'm from Corvallis, Oregon. I grew up there. And then I went to college in Portland. I went to Portland State University. But I lived there for like 7 years because I stayed there for a little bit after graduating. And yeah, I'm a professional photographer. I do a lot of like entertainment stuff. I tour with musicians. I do a lot of like celebrity photography. Mm-hmm. And I also do a lot of like brand campaigns and model tests and like random things. Like I shoot for a lot of influencers and stuff now. So yeah, I just, you know, I kind of dabble. I do a lot.
And you live in LA now.
I do live in LA now since the pandemic because I used to be flown back and forth all the time by clients, which was so fun. But yeah, during the pandemic, I couldn't be like flying around willy-nilly and I was still getting a lot of job offers down here and I was not working at all in Portland. So once my lease was up, I was just like, I have to get a place. But like all my work was here, all my friends were here, so it wasn't a huge change, but I do miss it. It was a nice home base.
What do you miss the most about Portland / would you ever move back?
I had really good friends there, and I think I really liked having like, this sounds stupid, like normal friends, like people who work like regular jobs or like micro influencers or like just like normal people.
Literally,
though. I feel like in LA, nobody's normal.
They romanticize the little things.
Yes.
And it's like, it's very awesome.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to sound, I feel like I sound so out of touch being like,
no,
it's so heartwarming. Like, no, it's actually not like, it you
was,
know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it was.
It's embarrassing that I'm saying that, but like dead ass, like when I'm with my friends, it
I
makes
get
me
it
feel
though.
So good.
Yeah. I get it because like I would go on tour for like 3 months with like some famous artist and then I would come home and like have like regular friends and we'd like go out to dinners and like do all these cute little Portland things and like have picnics and go like take pictures and just like, I don't know. I felt like it was a very like grounding space, whereas in LA, like, you never get a break from just like working
Absolutely.
And going to events and just all these like influencer things. Like nothing's real here. If you've never been to LA, it's fake. It's like nothing's real.
It's awesome, but it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just like nothing makes sense. Like if when I take a step back, when I like go home for the holidays or something, I'm like, girl, what the hell was that?
Yes. It's like, have you seen those TikToks where it's like, will this matter in 5 years? And then it like zooms out and it's like the globe.
Yeah.
And then like the world and then like the galaxies. And like that's sometimes I need to do that living here because
for sure.
You get caught up in it.
But yeah, so that's probably what I miss the most. The food scene there is amazing too. Just like the nature. Also, quality of life is just everything's so much cheaper. There's no sales tax. Yeah. Everyone's so nice. Like it's just a different vibe, you know? But I'm not one of those people that like hates LA. I'm just like, I can, you know, I think kind of see it for what it is.
Being that person that is kind of in the middle of those types of groups, like the crazy celebrity lifestyle and then having normal quote unquote friends, what would you say are like the cool things or lessons you've taken from both types of people?
Someone was talking to me about this the other day and they were like, you just like meld so well into like all different types of groups. Like I have so many friend groups in LA and
you're a little floater and I love it. I'm a floater
too. I can float between
any of them. That's why I see you everywhere.
Yes, exactly. and I think something that a lot of people struggle with when they're trying to get into like music photography or like celebrity stuff is they like think that like celebrities are like a higher caliber of
on a
person.
Pedestal.
Yeah. And I'm just like, these are people like they're really cool and they're very talented. And like, I love working with people like that. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I treat them like I treat my friends. And I think that gets you really far. Just like being yourself in an industry like this.
Got it.
Yeah.
What would you say about your normal people friends that you like cherish or you admire about them?
They're just like fun and silly and we like always have a good time and it doesn't have to be like about anything crazy. We don't have to spend like a shit ton of money. We don't have to like, you know, it's just fun. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like I can just be like very carefree, very myself, whereas sometimes like on jobs and stuff I'm like, I have to be on and I have to be like in like networking mode and like so it's just nice to like turn that off sometimes. But I also feel really lucky to have those types of friends in LA too. I feel like I have great friends here and that like makes all the difference. Like people who come to LA and they're like, it's so fake, like everyone's fake and like wants something from you. I'm like, no they don't. Like you're just hanging out with the wrong people. So
I feel like it's really important to stay true like to yourself in both of those settings.
Of
because
course.
It's like,
and I think I would say that's probably the biggest like lesson I've learned is just to like, if I don't like someone, I'm not gonna force it. I'm like, maybe this isn't for me, it's just not working. So
okay, well, not to be that girl, but I'm like, can you name drop some of the clients you've had? Because I mean, Nezrin, you literally, she's being so humble right now, you've shot what it seems like everyone.
It kind of is.
A photographer's dream. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what people want. That's is, like the really client nice. List you have.
That's really nice.
So I'm like, please name drop. Like, literally after I was like, famous celebrities.
I mean, I feel like I used to get the question all the time. It's like, who's your like dream person to shoot with? Mm-hmm. And I would always be like, Drake. And then after I took photos of Drake, I was like, well, what are we going to do now?
Well, that's iconic. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was actually when I was in college. It was like my first year in college, and I was friends with this music producer, and one of his friends was Drake's manager. Mm-hmm. And they were coming through Portland, and he was like, oh, do you want to go to the show tonight? And I was like, yeah. So he like sent me tickets, and he was like, did you want a photo pass? And I was like,
shut up.
Yeah. I was literally a freshman in college. I was like sitting in my freshman dorm, like texting
That's
him.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, like if you could get me a photo pass, like that'd be cool. And he did. I went. I picked it up. It was in like an OVO envelope, and it just said Danann on it, and it had like the owl like embossed
Please
on the envelope.
Please tell me you still have it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Like, and it's in a frame.
Absolutely. I kept that. I have a little scrapbook of like all my like little, I don't know, like paper. Like,
cute.
I'm a sentimental bitch.
No,
and
I
so
am
I keep
too.
All those things. But I have like scrapbooks from like different like years of my life and stuff, and I definitely have that envelope. But yeah, that was really cool. And I took photos of him, and like at that show, I met a bunch of people. One of whom like ended up being Party Next Door, who I got to shoot for
Sick.
A couple years later when he was like getting really big. But yeah, I feel like a lot of my career is definitely word of mouth, which like is really interesting, and it's led to a lot of things. I'm like, I'm trying to think of who to even name drop. I don't know. I mean, recently I shot Kanye for his Netflix documentary premiere.
Which is
that
insane.
Was insane. That was like deranged.
How did you get that?
So one of my friends.
Like, I'm literally nervous talking to you about it. I can't even imagine being on set with him. Like, I mean, he's not even close to me.
I know. It was really crazy. One of my friends, Greg, he is an amazing photographer. I talk about him in, like, every interview I've ever done because I just think he's phenomenal.
Who is this Greg?
Greg Noir.
Greg.
Okay. He's from Houston, Texas.
Wait, shut the heck. Like, that's his last name?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, that's like his stage
name.
Oh, okay.
Name
that he,
I was like, good God.
But
he was born to do this.
Yeah, I know. I actually recently found out that wasn't his real last name, and I felt like really cheated. But I talk about him in like every interview I do because he's also just such an inspiring photographer to me. But he's one of the people who like has passed me a lot of really cool opportunities.
Oh my God,
he had
amazing.
Like gotten me my gig when I worked with YouTube and stuff. And yeah.
It's like a mentor figure type?
Yeah, okay. I would say.
I love people like that.
And he was shooting for Netflix, and he just needed like a second shooter, and so he hired me, and he hired my friend to like edit all the photos and stuff. So we were all like at this event together, and I think we didn't know if Kanye was actually coming because it was just kind of like a VIP like event night for
for his documentary.
Okay. But he came, and we all got to take photos of him, and he was
Shut up.
Super nice. But he was like just engaging with everybody. He was like talking to everyone, being super nice. Yeah.
Were you shocked by his ability to be so personal, or did he still have that like I'm a star energy?
I think every like celebrity, especially with that like level of like kind of charisma yeah. that everyone's just like weirdly obsessed with them for uh-huh. some reason, has that, but it's super normal, really nice, really friendly.
The problem is no one around them acts normal.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So that's what makes almost
other
the
people,
celebrity weird.
Yeah, other people's behavior yeah. is kind of what you're like, oh, wait,
you're
should
like,
I be acting different?
Yeah. You question like, wait, should I be like bowing down right now?
Yeah.
You know?
But that was a really cool job. And then.
Well, yeah, no kidding. That's crazy, Nazarin.
Yeah. That was like a career like bucket list moment. I was like, you work so hard to get in rooms like that. And especially as like a black woman, it's just like exciting when
I
something like that happens.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love my friend Greg. He always hooks me up with like really cool jobs and
Shout
stuff.
Out Greg. Shout so out Greg. Cool. I want to talk a little bit more about your relationship with Greg because, I mean, he reminds me of like what Alicia's done for me. Like
yeah.
she like really put me on, you know?
Yeah.
And like she doesn't have to and didn't have to.
Yeah.
And I'm so big on like mentors and like giving back. So I guess what have you like learned from him? Are you trying to give back to people now? Because you have like quite the plethora of clients and
yeah.
gigs and whatever. And I guess what's your like, what are your thoughts on, you know, having mentors or helping others out in the industry? Because I feel like it's really competitive.
I think it kind of is. I was talking to another photographer about this the other day, though. We like did a job together and I'd met her like one time mm-hmm. and she ended up like driving me home because she was like, oh my God, like you're on my way home. Like mm-hmm. I'll just take it. I was like, thank you so much. That's so nice. But we were kind of talking about how like not all photographers are like overly friendly or like make a lot of friends, but like mm-hmm. both her and I have so many photographer friends. And like, I don't know. I think it's competitive, but it's also not. There's so much work to go around. Mm-hmm. And I think some people see it as like a competition of like who can get the best jobs and who can like bag this client and who can make the most money. But everyone else, it's, we're all just here doing the same thing. And it's like, why would you not support like other female photographers or other photographers that you really believe in?
And your
stuff.
Peers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about like, there's this group chat that I'm in that one of my friends, Ashley Osborne, made that's like all the female music photographers in LA.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why do I have chills? I know. Am I okay? I'm like, am I about to start my period?
You're like really emotional.
I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
But it's a really cool chat. And I had like added this girl to it because I was like, we all like throw gigs in there. Like if I'm booked for something and I get another offer, I'll just be like, oh, I'll pass it along to one of these girls in the group chat.
Because
A, like I know that their work is good and they're like vetted and stuff. And it's like, B, why would I just not like give.
Help someone out.
Yeah. Like, give the homie a bag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
give the homie a bag.
You know? And but I really appreciate like photographers who've done that for me. Greg's done that for me a million times. Like he's gotten me such cool clients. Mm-hmm. And he's always just like very supportive. And I feel like I don't get that a lot, especially from male photographers.
Totally. Well, I was going to say, why do you think he's so supportive of you?
Honestly, like we just like hang out, we vibe. Mm-hmm. He's really nice, really friendly, and he like likes my work, which I really appreciate because I think he's like best photographer ever. But it's just like nice to like feel supported and stuff mm-hmm. because you don't get that from every angle. And mm-hmm. so when you meet other people in your field like that, it's like, okay, like you're a cool person. You're a good person.
Mm-hmm. No, totally. I feel like in any industry, it's crazy how hard it is to find like good, like who people who have your best interests.
Yes. And I feel like having those people too has made me one of those people.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I don't feel so competitive and I don't feel like bullied and like put up against uh-huh. because I know I have people who support me. So mm-hmm. I try to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say same with me. Like it feels good to like almost give back in a way.
Being oh my God,
like,
yeah.
No, you know what? Like, I don't want anything. Please, like, meet this person I know. Like,
yeah.
I would love to.
I'm also a huge connector. I love introducing my friends to, like, my other friends and stuff. And that's just something I've always, like, had fun doing because I like when all my friends are friends. And, yeah, it just feels good. Mm-hmm. So
I've always admired that so much about you. Like, I feel like I see you everywhere. the same things. And you always, you're working the room. You know everyone. Even if it's not, like, your best friend, you're still, people are so comfortable around you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, like, how are you so good at that? Because it's really a gift.
It's honestly really a learned skill. I feel like I'm actually kind of an introvert. Like, I love being at home and just, like, sitting by myself and, like, doing nothing. But mm-hmm. I've gotten really good at, like, being able to, like, turn it on, especially for, like, events. And, like, when I was working with YouTube and I was, like, covering all of those events, it's, like, VidCon, I'm sorry, that is the craziest place I've ever been in my life. It's insane. And having to like turn on my like extrovert energy for like 3 days, because when you're an event photographer, most of it is like going up to people, like random strangers you've literally never met, and you're like, hi, can I get a photo of you guys? Like, da-da-da. And I have to tell them how to pose, and I have to tell them to put their arms around each other, but you just have to like do it.
Mm-hmm.
So like you just have to be like, go, go, go.
Uh-huh.
So I got really good at that. And then I also, like, I feel like when I started photography, I was shooting a lot of people who had never really had their photo taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really taken that many photos at that point. So it was just, I think, getting familiar with, like, making everyone feel comfortable in the situation. And I shoot, like, a lot of women. And a lot of women like to hire me because they're like, we don't want to work with, like, a creepy male photographer.
No,
and
literally.
I get you. Mm-hmm. I get that. And so I've always tried to be, like, that very, like, inviting, like, mm-hmm. comforting person. And it's also funny because I still get told that all the time. Everyone's like, oh, my God, like, you're so easy to work with. And I was like, are other people hard to work with? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or sometimes, like, artistic people are just a little weird.
They are.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I know so many creatives that are, like, forking weird.
Yeah. Or they're just, like, dead silent. They, like, won't even say anything.
Yeah, because,
and I'm like, okay, tell me what to do, please.
Yeah. But I'm the type of person, like, when I'm in front of the camera, like, I'm uncomfortable. I need validation. I want someone to be like, you look fucking hot even when I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I need someone to like be on the level of energy that I am when I'm behind the camera gassing someone up.
No, I definitely do that. I feel like.
And so that's so appreciated.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like also working with so many people and like word of mouth and everything. You make so many friends. Your network grows so big. And so, yeah, I feel good that I can like walk into any room and like know somebody and like have a rapport with them.
Totally.
So,
it's actually so crazy how much being a photographer is about simply like gassing your client up.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly networking.
It's crazy.
It's I've always told people this. They're like, what's your advice for like people who want to like be a photographer? And I'm like, honestly, I feel like fake giving advice because I simply am one of those people who is always like, right place, right time. I kind of met a lot of artists as they were becoming famous before they were anything really. And I was kind of like getting in there, like right on their like come up kind of, which is an interesting position to be in. But it's just a lot of who you know type of things. And yeah, that's most of it. That's like probably 60% of it.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It really is. How do you maintain those relationships once you meet them at the right place, right time? Like, how do you make it not weird when you want to ask them for a favor or you want to see if you can shoot their next show or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to reach out that second or third time, like that's still a challenging place to be in because it's not like your best friends yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think my first thing is that a lot of the artists I like started working with, like when I started doing music photography, I did a lot of like rap and hip hop stuff. So I was working with like Hoodie Allen, Mod Sun, G-Eazy, Black Bear,
iconic.
Like Skizzy Mars, like way back in the day. And the thing is, when you live in Portland, Oregon, and you want to be on the guest list, that's easy. It's like me plus seven every single time. And they're like, yeah, you can come. Like nobody else
is coming.
No one's
here.
Literally. Yeah. And
that's so true.
It is one of those things where I kind of fostered these relationships with people while I was in college, especially because they knew me as like that Portland photographer. I was just like that girl in Portland who was taking photos all the time. And every tour comes through Portland because Pacific Northwest is like a huge like music scene. So I would see them over and over and over again. I would text and be like, hey, like I want to come shoot the show, like da da da. And you build like a good, I don't know, like professional, you know, basis where I'm like sending great photos. I send them really fast. They're posting on Instagram. They're tagging me. Da, da, da. They're coming to Portland. They'll be like, hey, like, are you around? You want to come shoot the show? You
want to
like
no one doesn't want photos.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're like, and then like, do you want to go to a bar after? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to like get dinner before or something? And so I was hanging out with like just these amazing people all the time and kind of like right before any of them were very famous. And I think, you know, it was like right place, right time. But maintaining those relationships, I mean, I would see people everywhere. I would see people at music festivals. I would see people when I'm visiting LA or when I'm working in LA. And it's just like they become like your friend, like your long distance friend. And I think, again, that was a lot of word of mouth, too. Like they would be like, oh, like you need a photographer, like hire Nazrin, like whatever. And, you know, I'll always appreciate those people that I like worked with like first off in my career who like really put me on and like gave me that platform. Yeah.
You know what I think you're so good at too is it's so simple and silly. People are going to be like, what is you? Whenever you see someone that you've met before or you've met on the internet, you will immediately go up and say hi.
Yeah.
Like you are not weird. People in LA are weird. Like people,
they are.
The amount of times I've like had like weird like stare offs when it's like we've literally DM'd multiple times and they're just scared. Like they have social anxiety. They're scared. But I think one thing that's really good about you is you're like, hey,
yeah.
Oh my God, how are you? Like, and it, which makes the other person so happy because they're like, oh my God, thank God. Like, I was scared to say something and you're so good about that and it's so simple but it means a lot.
I think that's another part of like maintaining relationships too. I'm never gonna be like that bitch who's like standing in the corner acting so weird.
That's weird.
It's like, why would you ever want to work with that person again? Or why would they ever text me? They were like, yeah, Nesrin was acting crazy at the club the other night.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean.
But people do that all the time.
Being friendly, being outgoing. Oh my God, in LA, everyone's insane.
It's weird.
People are crazy. Like I've had people that I like have been to like their birthday parties before act like they've never met me.
Oh. No, there's been times where I'm like, no, we were flirting last weekend.
Yeah, I'm like, I know you.
Yeah. I'm the type of person, too, I'm like, you don't remember? Like, we literally did this.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I guess.
Well, it's like they do remember, but they'll act too cool and, like, won't come up to you, won't say hi. Or, like, you go say hi to them and they're like, oh, hey.
It's so bizarre to me.
It's so crazy.
And it's mean.
And it's also, though, I feel like, I don't know, we're not from LA originally. And I think it's something you get in other parts of the country where you're like, what is wrong with you?
Like, that's weird.
Because here people are acting like that's normal and it's absolutely not.
That's so true. We need to normalize calling out when that's weird. Like, I want to start being like, oh, this is kind of weird that you're acting like you don't know
me. I mean,
me
and my friends will talk about it like the next day. We'll do a little debrief. Yeah. And I'll be like, what was that?
I love a debrief. Yeah. What in the Sam hell was that? Yeah. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
What are like absolute no-nos, never do this, like being a photographer, being around these like high profile people, like don't do this, don't ask this, like, ooh, you know what I mean? I want to know, like, how avoid this, like tips and tricks for people.
That's a good one. I mean, one of the ones that I talked about on my Instagram story recently, when someone had asked me like, how do you decide like what photos to post, or do you get approvals from every client and stuff?
Oh, great question.
Yeah. And normally I have approvals from almost every client, or they'll be like, oh, I really love these ones, but I like don't like this photo or whatever. And then one of the things that really pisses me off is like these, I don't even want to say it in a mean way, but like kids who really want to be a photographer. Mm-hmm. And let's say they go to like Rolling Loud and they like are just taking their camera, taking a bunch of pictures of people. They will just post like a terrible photo of someone simply because the person is famous.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh my God, like doing this for the clout. Like, and they're like tagging the person and stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry, that's a hideous photo.
They're never going to use them again.
Well, and if you want to work at all, why would you post that? Because it's not a good photo. And I think a lot of people really get, I don't know, a little bold when they're taking photos of like musicians or famous people or whatever. And they're just kind of like posting whatever. And I think being a little more discerning and like really kind of realizing what is a good photo of someone, what's a flattering angle, what do you think this person will like? Is this the type of photos that they would post of themselves? And like knowing that.
And like maintaining the integrity of your brand. Yes. And like your relationship.
I don't care how famous somebody is. If I take a bad photo of them, like I'm not posting that. That's embarrassing for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Like
it is. And you won't get hired again.
No. No.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's one thing. And I don't know. I also do let clients like edit photos if they want, if they're uncomfortable with something, if they're like, hey, awesome. I want to Facetune this or whatever. I'm like, you know what? Knock yourself out. Like, go for it. Just send it back to me so I have the same version. So I feel like that's another thing that I'm just like, I know not all photographers do that, but I would prefer the client being comfortable mm-hmm. than like me just posting like whatever I want. Mm-hmm.
That's really, really cool. I think that you do that actually. Yeah. Because I think that is what make someone like feel trusted by yeah, them. Or totally. They have your trust, they're like, okay, like, I don't know. I feel like that stands out to me. That's yeah. really cool that you do that.
I feel like a lot of photographers have started doing that, but back when people were like asking me to do that like years ago, I was like, oh my God, yeah, of course. And I didn't think it was this normal.
Uh-huh.
Trying to think what else you shouldn't ask. I don't know. If I don't know a client super well, I'll kind of just like shut the fuck up. And like not be annoying, not ask too many questions, mm-hmm. not be like too much on set, because I want to be seen as like professional and like just like easy to work mm-hmm. with and like keep my head down type of thing. But yeah, I'm at the point now where I'm like friends with a lot of my clients. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have like very good like witty banter with everyone. I love working with like Madison Pettis.
Mm-hmm. She's so freaking cool.
So freaking cool. Mm-hmm.
The game plan.
Oh, she's an icon. Iconic. She's an American legend.
She's America's sweetheart.
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. And like her and I have become super good friends. Also, like I worked with Olivia O'Brien for so long. Oh. So long. And we were like sisters. And she was just someone I could talk to about like mm-hmm. everything.
She's so, I feel like, underrated.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's crazy. She's to very me that talented. She's not like way bigger than she. I mean, she's very huge. Talented. But like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I've always kind of thought that. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Her music's so freaking good.
Yeah. Oh, she's
and
amazing.
And her branding, like and the music videos.
And she's so nice. She's so funny. Like,
oh,
I,
she's so funny
I love
on
Olivia.
The internet.
Yeah. I
she's
love
so
Olivia.
Funny on the internet.
But yeah, so some people I get really close to and I feel like I can just talk to them about everything. Other people, you know, you rein it in a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of at your discretion. But mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like that's a big one, though. I think people get way too comfortable way too fast. And then the person gets freaked out. Your clients will get freaked out.
And they and be get like, you're lazy. Weird. People yeah. get lazy.
Yes,
and
they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that even with being on set, working like with my own people. If someone on set starting to get lazy, we immediately notice and they're not welcome back the
I
next
mean,
time.
Yeah, they just start treating it like the friend group like yes. hang. And it's like, it is the friend group hang, but like you're also getting paid to be here.
Yeah.
So like do I feel your like job.
The, yeah, it's, I feel like it's the friend group hang last. Like it's mm-hmm. your job first.
Yep, always, uh-huh. always.
Who was like the first big person that you shot?
First really big person that I shot was Macklemore, but he didn't know that was happening. I just like snuck my camera into a free concert at the university in my hometown.
Stop. That's so, so cool.
Oh my God. And it's also so funny because he followed iconic. Me like during the pandemic. He followed me on Instagram and I was like, hey, like
wait,
you're a little
stop.
Late.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a little late.
Because I'm like, I don't even think he knows that. But yeah, so I was really big on Tumblr. Like that's how I got my start in social media. And
so cool.
Yeah. And I had started doing photography because at my school, like we had a dark room. So we had a film lab. So I took film classes. And
no,
we
you
had
just like a fuck ton of followers on Tumblr. I read about
yeah,
this.
Yeah. I had like 85,000.
Yeah.
It was like a lot because especially at that time, nobody had followers.
No, I did my research and I was oh like, God. I know. You were a Tumblr girl.
I was a Tumblr girl.
Okay. So continue. You had the dark room.
Oh, yeah. So we had to shoot like a roll of film a week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was just like a free Macklemore and Ryan Lewis concert mm-hmm. at Oregon State University, like where I grew up. And I don't know. I just like took my camera. I took photos. I posted them on Tumblr and they like kind of went off. And from there, that's how I got in touch with a lot of artists because they like saw my photos on Tumblr and they were like, oh, wait, like this girl's kind of good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think Macklemore ever saw him. And honestly, he shouldn't because at this point I look at them now and I'm like, they're terrible. I think I actually deleted them at one point because I was like, they're not good.
I feel like you're due for a coffee date or something.
Yeah. No, he's super cool, though. And he's like from the Northwest. And so mm-hmm. I love yeah. that. Yeah.
He's like really into golf now, I think.
Yeah. I think he started like a brand.
Yeah.
Like a golf like
Bogey
lifestyle.
Boys
brand.
Or yep. something.
But the stuff's like super cute.
No, I know. I yeah. like golf. So I don't know why I like, oh. know this much about Macklemore.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it.
He's like awesome.
But I would say the first big artist who was aware that I was taking his picture, G-Eazy.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you make that connection?
I think Oh, actually, I do know because we just talked about this. I did like a thing with him for MTV the other day. We were connected on Twitter because I had like posted on Tumblr or something. And I was like, guys, like, I want to shoot more concerts. Like, who should I shoot with? Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. And some girl was like, oh, my God, you have to shoot G-Eazy. Like, he's coming to Portland like in a couple mm-hmm. weeks or something. And I posted it on Twitter and I was like at G-Eazy, like, we should shoot sometime. And he goes, for sure.
And you're like, say less.
Again, this was like another time.
It was.
Like, this would never happen today.
That's so true.
But and then I was in LA though, like 2 weeks later, and I was covering like a party or something here. And he was at the party. He's like, oh my God, you're that girl from Twitter. And I was like, oh my God, you're G-Eazy.
Stop. But, was he nice?
Oh my God, super nice.
Stop.
He's so nice. We're still very good friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you know, we've kept in touch for like 10 years now. Nice guy, whatever. You know, I worked together with him here and there, but yeah, we just did something for MTV the other day and we were like, I can't believe I've known you for 10 years.
Yeah. How ironic that you're a literal Tumblr girl and he has a song Tumblr Girls.
I know. It's crazy. Some of my friends were in that music video, too.
Stop.
Yeah. He and I have like a lot of mutual friends. Uh-huh. And so that was another thing. Like, we just overlapped like socially. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, underrated rapper.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah. I still listen to No Limit. Like, it's on my playlist
currently.
Song. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So G-Eazy was like the first real. And then what would you get from there? Or who'd you get from there?
I mean, yeah, he would always put me on. He would like tag me in all the photos, which again is like a huge thing because.
Do you appreciate that so much?
Yes. And being like a small photographer, especially, mm-hmm. it was really like pivotal for me because it was as he was like coming up and like getting very famous. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people were like, oh, like who's this girl taking these photos? And yeah, I mean, at this point, like I can't even count the number of people that I've shot just through like word of mouth and stuff like that. My first like. Big tour that I did while I was still in college was Warped Tour summer of 2015 with Mod Sun.
So cool.
Yeah. And so that was cool. Again, that was also before Mod Sun was like really big. Mm-hmm. I feel like now, like household name, everybody knows who he is.
Oh yeah.
Back then, not that big, but it was still like so fun. It was a really good experience.
And practice. I think people underestimate like experience and practice.
And they always say, like, if you can survive Warped Tour, you can survive anything. Those are truly, like, the most brutal touring conditions. Like, it's deranged. Like, it's actually crazy. But it was fun. You know, we had a good summer, whatever. I came out of it alive. And I feel like it set me up for, like, okay, is this what you really want to do? And I was like, yes, this is what I want to do. And then, let's see. I don't know. I would shoot a lot of really random shows. I kind of scheduled my classes in college. So I was, like, in class Monday through Thursday, like mostly just the mornings or early afternoon. Every night I would like try and shoot shows. Weekends I would like come to LA if I could get something. Yes, I was fully like hustling. It was like no college student should be living like that. Mm-hmm. I never slept. I was always like somewhere drunk taking pictures. Like,
or should they?
Yeah, right. I feel like you burn out very quickly though.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, so I was working with like all these bands, all these artists, going to LA on the weekends. And then by the time I graduated, I finished school early. I was on a 3-month arena tour with Kiara. Mm-hmm. We were opening for the Chainsmokers.
Sick.
So that was really cool. Again, just like a really good experience. It's a long tour and like those shows are like just so massive. I'm like running around. I'm doing like 30,000 steps a day. And then I have to come back and like edit all the photos and like
crazy
again, like getting no sleep. But it was really fun. Yeah. And then I toured with like Olivia for years mm-hmm. and did a bunch of festivals and stuff with different artists. And then like here we are post-pandemic. And so it's kind of like
starting up again. Do you think would you want to go on tour again?
I think I would. But also, like, I don't know. I was a lot younger when I was doing all of that. And now that I've kind of taken a step back and like done a bunch of other things with my career, I'm not sure if that's what I would want to do full time anymore. Mm-hmm. Just because. So like 2018, 2019, I was working with YouTube and I was doing all of their events and stuff. And that was just so fun.
That's really cool.
And also just like the paycheck makes more sense to me because I would say
they probably pay well.
They pay well. But I was also like working for like one or two weekends a month. And then I kind of had more free time to just like explore other options mm-hmm. in my life. I could do portraits. I could do branded mm-hmm. stuff. I was doing my own like influencer content. And when I'm on tour, I can't accept any other jobs. Mm. And so it gave me a little more freedom to kind of like fully decide what I wanted to do as a photographer. And yeah. And then with the pandemic and stuff, there were no more events, there were no more concerts. Mm-hmm. So I really kind of pivoted to doing a lot of like influencer stuff and like personal like celebrity photography and like paid posts for influencers and like all of that. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just made me a lot more well-rounded. Like I can go into anything now and just be like, yeah, I can shoot that.
Yeah, confident in whatever you're shooting. That's really cool because it's good to have, you know, experience in all of those things. So then you can decide truly, like, what is your passion?
Exactly. And I think I had boxed myself into music photography for a long time, which, like, I still love it. And I still shoot shows all the time. And I do a lot of stuff for artists. And I would love to tour again. But I'm like, I don't think that's, like, my only, like, end-all be-all anymore.
So do you have any dream clients still that you would love to, like, potentially go on tour with or just shoot?
Yeah, I mean, so after I kind of stopped working with rappers, I was just, like, I felt like I hit a ceiling where I was like, okay, I'm just taking a lot of photos for, like, white men. And I just, where are we going with this? You know what I mean? And so I started working with women. I was working with, like, Kiara and Olivia. And I shot some stuff for, like, Sigrid and, like, Len and Stella. And
sick.
And I was just like, I like working with cool girls. And I like helping women, like, just have cool visuals and, like, develop, you know, their image and stuff. So now I'm very into, like, I really want to shoot for pop girls. Like, shooting Megan Thee Stallion was a bucket list thing. That was probably best day of my life. She was literally so
nice.
Where
did you shoot her?
I shot her for something for Spotify, which I actually don't think the thing ever came out, but it was also for album promo for Good News.
Stop.
So it was just like in a studio.
Oh my gosh.
Somewhere
and
in Hollywood.
And you met her and everything?
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, and I had her laughing. Like, I was telling jokes, and she was like, you're so funny. And I was like, you're funny, girl.
Oh, my God.
She was really, really cool. But,
oh, my God,
yeah.
I love her so much.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. So, like, Meg Thee Stallion. I love working with Halsey. She is one of my favorite people ever. I really just admire her so much. And
she's
I've known
so creative.
Her for so long. And, like the first time I ever shot Halsey, I took a bus for 3 hours from Portland to Seattle just to shoot the first three songs because I got a press pass for her Seattle show.
Stop.
And yeah, and I was like, I'm doing this. And I slept on my friend's floor in Seattle and stuff. And I'm just like, now to like be friends with her and like shoot, you know, her looks for the Oscars or whatever. I was like, that was insane.
Yeah, that you did do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
And yeah, so I love working with her. But like Miley, like Charlie XCX, like I don't even know, Dua Lipa, like any of those like really cool pop girls, I feel like would
I could
be sick.
So see you doing that.
Yeah, so
for sure,
we'll see, see. But
is
yeah.
there anyone that you have shot that you're like, holy shit, you were insanely photogenic?
Oh, a lot of people,
really.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people surprise me, too. I'm like,
I mean,
whoa.
Even
posing is like a skill.
Oh, yeah. It's a skill. I think also, though, just the way some people photograph, like you wouldn't really expect it. Like you'd see them in real life and you're like, oh, like you're really pretty. But like the photos just like don't look real.
Yeah.
The other day I was shooting for my friends. Do you know Posse? Like Jaden and Marley.
Mm-mm.
They like run a PR agency, but they did like a collab with one of the sunglasses brands that they work with. And we were shooting it and it was kind of like they wanted like high flash, like very grungy, like on Hollywood Boulevard, like whatever. And it was just them and a bunch of their friends and like a Hummer limo.
So we were gosh, like, cool.
No, it was like insane. We were driving the Hummer limo and we like park on Hollywood Boulevard and everyone's getting out like chain smoking cigarettes.
Stop.
Just like laying on the ground. Like it was insane. And there was this one girl though. I think her name's Ren. We followed each other on Instagram. I had to double check. But she was just like someone's neighbor. Like one of the people at the shoot was like, oh, my neighbor's hot. Like I'm going to bring her to the shoot.
Stop.
She looks like Kylie Jenner.
Stop.
Like it's crazy. Did you see those photos I posted?
Maybe.
I don't know. They ended up in Paper Magazine because Paper really
Wait,
liked
then
them.
Then I did.
Yeah.
I need
and
to look
she's
them up
like,
right now.
She's like posing like in the limo and they're like pouring a glass of champagne on her ass. And I was just like, who is this girl?
Where are these? Oh my God, I see it.
Yeah. And she had like never modeled before. She was telling me. And I was like,
stop.
Well, you should start.
I saw you. Wasn't that like a big goal of yours to get in Paper?
Yeah. Oh, well, one of the first events that I ever went to, one of my first like big like influencer things was a Paper Magazine party at Coachella in 2016.
Stop.
I don't know how I got into that. Like looking back, my outfit was hideous. I didn't really know anybody there. I think one of my friends who she's a model, I think she just like had a plus one and I like went, but I was like, I don't know how I was there.
Dude, being a plus one is the best.
Oh, it's the best.
That's the best.
It's the best.
That.
But like looking back on that, that didn't make any sense. Yeah. And I was like in Kylie Jenner's Instagram story that day too.
Stop.
No, it was like a big deal. People were like freaking out. People from my hometown, from my college, because I was still
we're
in college
sharding.
At that point, they were like, you're on Kylie Jenner's Instagram story. I was like, am I? Oh, I don't know.
You're like,
but yeah, that was like one of the first cool, like big events I ever went went to. And yeah, I shot that for paper. And then I shot another event for them the other night. And so
they're also so like
cool
out there. Yeah, yeah. Cool. And like they're always pushing the limit.
Yeah. And I love that. And
did
so
you see Kim's?
That's been fun.
That just
oh my
came
God.
Out today?
Yes.
Yeah. Her ass. Oh my God.
Insane.
Dude, she's so cool. I was like, she literally always impresses me.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Speaking of posing, do you have any posing tips for people? Like, for a wannabe IG baddie myself, like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Tell me, give me a posing tip.
I mean, my main thing is I always tell people to like move around and like look natural, because I've been getting bitches who are like stiff and they'll do like Lego hands, is what me and my sister call it, where you like hands are like this at your sides. And yeah, I always tell people move around, be natural, kind of arms away from your body, like that type of thing. I think also practicing does make you better. Like if you're looking in the mirror and like at your face and stuff, and you can kind of figure out like what looks good or what you like to look like in photos, that helps. Cause then you're not just taking like a million with like no goal.
Totally. What about with like someone shooting? I'm thinking of influencers, like when they have like their tripod and trying to shoot themselves. Like, would you, when you say move around, like act like you're walking or like, you know, like, what I mean? Like setting your tripod up and
okay. Anything like that. I have like a Bluetooth remote for my phone, for my tripod. So when I'm doing it, I'll just like move around, take a million, or I'll like set up the shot and figure out where I want to be standing in it or like what I want to look like. I don't know. Just planning out the photo makes it so much easier.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. Circling back to our Tumblr talk.
Yes.
Do you think the Tumblr aesthetic is like fully coming back?
Oh my God, yeah. Indie Sleaze, we need her.
Really?
Yeah, I think we need her.
Okay.
Like skins, like, you know, grungy eyeliner, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even like the filters that we used to use.
Okay, I don't know about that, but also as everyone's been using like their shitty digital cameras.
Yes, that's what I was gonna ask you. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I mean, I kind of like it. I have like a nicer like point and shoot digital camera that I use all the time for like party photos and stuff. And mine, obviously, like I edit them, I make them look a lot more like professional, but they're so fun. And I also am a very big fan of just like taking random photos for memories. Like that's what I do with like my friends on film series on Instagram. I just take random photos and I'm like, I don't care what it is. I want to remember like moments like with my friends and stuff. So I love that. I do think it's like some of them are arguably bad. I think we all as a society need to get better at taking pictures, but like, well, we can work on that. Yeah.
Do you have any camera recommendations for someone that wants to be like that aesthetic, like Tumblr girly, but like doesn't want to break the bank?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I mean, if you want like a DSLR, like a nice, like big camera, like obviously Canon like 5D Mark IV is what I shoot on. I really want to upgrade to the R5, which is like mirrorless. But like if you want kind of like that like weird like shitty digital camera look, I feel like everyone's using that the vlog camera, the Canon like G7X or whatever. Or
like, I feel like that one,
even though, the Nikon Coolpix, like older like very compact.
No, people are using that silver Canon one.
Oh, the power shot?
Maybe, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
The G7X, like, low-key is good.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's, like, a better quality version.
And it's low-key expensive. Like, the power shoot one is, like, it's, like, looks Tumblr. Well, but, like, not...
That's the thing, though. It's, like, 10 megapixels.
Yeah,
and so I'm, like, it kind of depends on the quality you want. The little, like, point and shoot that I use is the Leica Deluxe 7, which is, like, 18 megapixels, which is pretty good for like what it is, and it comes with like a detachable flash and everything, and it kind of gives you that like lo-fi look but like a little better quality.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah,
I need to check out that camera.
It's nice. I use it for parties and stuff. Like if someone hires me to do like very candid like party photos, I use that.
Is it small?
Yeah, really
small.
It's like it's like the size of like a little, you know, point and shoot. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Instagram reels, like being a photo person? Like, do you think it makes me so sad, genuinely, like that I feel like when I post a photo, it's not going to do as well.
Yeah.
As I.
It's upsetting.
If I post a reel.
It's so upsetting.
And I don't even watch reels. So it's like.
No.
I don't know.
The only reason I kind of started making reels is because they gave me the Reels Play bonus. And they were like, we'll literally pay you U.S. American dollars to post a reel. And I was like, okay, you got me. Like,
no, same. And because they perform better. Like, they're pushing them.
Kind of, but not all the time. Because now that they've introduced the Play bonus, they kind of want to keep your Reels views down so they don't have to pay you as much.
I haven't signed up for
that
yet.
In my eyes, like, I hope I don't get, like, canceled for saying this. Adam Mosseri is public enemy number one. Like, I think that man hates us. Like, I feel like he does not give a shit. I feel like Instagram doesn't give a shit.
And they just want it to be like a, they just want to make money.
They want it to be like a shopping platform.
And also, which, it's so, and no one uses that.
Just make
tab.
A different app. Make a different app.
Yes, literally. No one uses that tab.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever shopped on anything?
Oh, no.
Neither have I.
Why would I give Instagram.com my credit card information?
Yeah. Also, I've never gone to the Just Reels tab to, like, scroll.
No. I think I've done it once or twice to, like, find a sound if I need to, like, post a reel or something. But, yeah, I don't know. It's also just very disappointing because I got a lot of my start, like, right at the beginning of kind of the Instagram, like, community team. I don't know if you ever knew about this, but it was, like, they would push suggested users every month. And so, like, when someone joins Instagram, it's like, welcome to Instagram. Here's who you should follow. And it would be three accounts. And so I was that for a month. They did, like, a huge blog post on me. They, like, featured me on, like, at Instagram.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was huge for my career also. How'd they do that? So in 2016, they had just found my account. They really liked me. They liked my photography. And they had, like, reached out. And they were like, hey, we'd love to feature you on, like, at Instagram. We'd love to make you a suggested user, da da da. Well, and they had this thing called the community team. And it was, like, this group of people that worked at Instagram who were just constantly looking for, like, really cool creators to, like, feature and, like, work with and, like, talk to. And especially, I love that, like, after they featured me, after they talked to me, they would, like, do little events in Portland, like, focus groups. And they would invite me and, like, all my friends. And they'd be like, who else do you think we should reach out to? They would, like, ask people, like, real Instagram users for, like, recommendations and, like, feedback and, like all these things.
Like, you felt very
seen. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, I think they, like, fired everyone. I don't know. I never heard from them again. Like, a year or two later. It was, like, 2017, 2018. Never heard from them again.
Weird.
And I was like, what's going on? Yeah. And then things just started changing, and I don't like it.
Damn.
Yeah.
So do you think, like, there will ever be a time where just, like, photos are not a thing on Instagram? Because I feel like no, but
I don't think there will be a time where their photos aren't a thing. But I think it used to be such a platform that catered to A, photographers, but B, just, like, regular people. Because people just, like, want to take pictures with their friends and, like, post. Like, even when you think, I think Instagram also does this thing now where they're like, we care about creators. I was like, okay, cool. What about regular people?
No.
What about people who aren't creators?
Literally.
Like, this isn't about me. Yeah. Like, this is about everybody else.
But also, because they don't care about creators.
No,
but anyway, continue.
No, they, like, Instagram saying, like, we care about creators is like a man saying, like, you're the only girl I talk to. I'm sorry. Like, that's insane.
That's my TikTok clip.
They literally hate me.
That's so true.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think being someone who's seen Instagram grow and, like, been, like, really on the other side of things, it's very disappointing to watch.
So what do you think they should be doing?
I think they should. Well, I don't know about, everyone's, like, really up in arms about, like, getting a chronological feedback. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's the answer. I think just actually seeing everything from everyone you post or everyone you follow, like, I don't know. There's so many people that I follow that I don't see anything they post. I have to go to their profile and I'm like, did I mute you on accident?
No, literally.
No, I didn't. I just don't see anything.
And so then I have strangers on my feed.
Yes. Yes.
And suggested posts and ads.
I think it needs to go back to seeing everything from everyone you follow and also, like, somewhat in order. Like,
agreed.
Whether it's a reel or a photo, I'm just like, lay it all out for me. Don't tell me that I only want to watch videos, because I don't. Mm-hmm. And I literally will just go to Twitter. Like,
yeah,
I will close out the app and go to Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's really sad because I feel like it was so iconic, like the Instagram era of, like,
oh my God, yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a huge component of my career. I mean, being
same
someone who's chronically online since the age of, like, 14, I'm just like, I don't know where I would be without, like, Tumblr and without Instagram and without Twitter and, like, all these things. And I'm like, it's a shame that that's lost its magic, you know?
The one thing that I still think it has going for it, and it'll never, like, become irrelevant because of this, is, like, the DM feature.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
And how you can DM someone even if you don't follow or they don't follow you. Like, you can still get DMs from people.
Yeah.
Which is so nice. Speaking of apps, Be Real. Let's talk about it.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're friends on Be Real.
Yeah.
I love it.
What are your thoughts on it? Do you think it's going to remain a thing? Is it the next big thing? Or is it already passed?
Here's the thing. I think it's fun and silly, but I also am just like, this isn't going anywhere. Like, I'm not going to add random people back. Like I posted, like, a screenshot of one of my Be Reels, like, on my Instagram story, and a million people, like, tried to add me.
Same.
And I was like, babes, no. Because if I add you, then I have to see your photos, and I simply don't care. Uh-huh. So I'm only adding like close friends on there, like people I know personally.
Also, I don't like people knowing where I am in the moment.
No, they don't need to know. I turned off my location thing for that because I was like, no.
No.
And I think it's like fun to like share with your friends and stuff, but there's definitely going to be a point where we're like, okay, we're done being real.
I totally feel like, you know what I think is the most genius thing about it is the reaction feature.
Yeah, that's fun. It's cute.
Yeah, because it's like seeing someone like in real life being like, like whatever. I don't know. Something about that I totally can see. First of all, Instagram implementing a be real feature. You know, they're going to like.
They already tried. They put in the dual camera thing as soon as we
they
all
did. Start.
Oh, yeah. They have a filter where it's both screens, both of your camera screens.
So, you know, they're either going to like buy the app or just steal their idea, which they'll probably steal that.
1000%.
And then.
But it's going to be when it's already over. Like, we're already going to be sick of it. And then they're going to be like, hey, guys, it's Instagram moment time.
Yes.
Like,
I'm
like. They're like, we're done with
that. Yeah, this. They call it something. That's so true. Same with the, I feel like they're going to have a thing where it's like, okay, now it's time to be real on Instagram. And they're going to like implement somehow you do reactions. Like I can so see them doing that.
And it's like, we just don't need more things on that app.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much junk on Instagram that I'm like, I just want to like, post a picture.
Let be real have this moment. I will say though, I feel like there is an opportunity, which I feel like Be Real is going to do, which is a little scary, is like, instead of it being a photo, being a video.
Oh, I hate that.
You know that they're going to do it.
Oh my God. I saw this tweet the other day that was like, it was like, it's Be Real, but it records audio of you for 24 hours and picks like 10 seconds to post every day, like at random. And I was like, no, that's like my worst
nightmare. Oh my God.
One of my friends sent it to me. She was like, girl, we got to stop talking shit if they come out with this app. And I was like, yeah.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what though? I will say what I do love about it is like, it is the first app in a while where I've actually seen my friends post and like my normal friends post.
Yeah. Like you just see everybody's face at like the exact same time. Yeah. It's fun.
Instagram's become so curated. Like my normal friends won't post unless they're doing something insane.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I feel like a lot of people feel that pressure about posting lately. It's, I don't know. I go in waves of like hating posting and then like, fuck it. I'll just post whatever I want. But yeah, it like stresses you out, and Be Real is like easy.
It's so easy and it's fun. Like, I don't know.
And you have to do it every single day. Otherwise you feel left out.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about it. Yeah. I love that. I like have to do it so I can see other people.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is fun. So you're a big Twitter girl.
Huge Twitter girl.
Okay. Tell me about it. Why do you love it so much?
I mean, I have always loved Twitter. I've been on Twitter since 2009. So
you were like on like the Super Bowl.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, girl.
Like, Twitter loves you.
It's also so funny, too, because I've always loved Twitter, and I was working VidCon one year, and, like, during one of my breaks, Twitter has, like, a booth in, like, the creator area.
Oh,
where
sick.
It's, like, creators only, and you could go, like, make, like, an airbrush shirt. And so I went, and I had them airbrush. Iced coffee is a meal on a shirt, because that's something I stand by. And, I got my shirt, and then like the next day I had an email from Twitter that was like, hey, like we saw that you had like checked in at like the Twitter booth, and like I'm so sorry I missed you, but like we just really wanted to catch up with you, like if there's anything you need, like we love your tweet. And I was like, Twitter loves my tweets?
Wait, not literally all the apps emailing you personally.
No, I know. And I was like, oh my God, Twitter loves my tweets. And
that's crazy.
So they were super cool. They helped me get like my handle, like Black Prince without the underscore. They got me verified. They like did all this really cool stuff for me. And they've just given me so many like opportunities to like work with the brand, which is so fun. I've like shot events for them. Yeah, I did like the Super Bowl. I was on the roof of the Super Bowl.
They so just cool.
Had people kind of send in like funny tweets about the Super Bowl, and like mine got picked. And
what was the tweet?
The prompt was like Super Bowl predictions in like six words or less. And I was like someone's going to drop it like it's hot or something, because Snoop Dogg was playing the halftime show. And I think they like must not have gotten enough like sports related tweets, because mine made it on the roof of SoFi Stadium. So that was insane. And they sent me like the drone footage of it. And I was like, no, literally stop. And
I remember seeing that being like, actually, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. And they have also given me like a billboard in Times Square.
Stop.
For New Year's last year I did. It was, again, like kind of what are your like 20 or what would you say to 2020 or something. And I was like, 2020 was a Gemini, and I don't need to explain that.
That's hilarious.
And that was like on a billboard in New York City. Uh-huh. And just like really fun stuff.
I mean, you're good
stuff.
With your words, so that makes sense.
Thank you. I try. It's just fun for me. I like tweet all my dumb, stupid little thoughts, and it's like my platform where I like don't have to be like a professional celebrity photographer. I can just be like funny. So yeah, I don't know. I got through college like just tweeting like random, like live tweeting like stupid shit that was happening.
You have Twitter fingers.
Yeah, I really do. Like it's kind of dangerous. I tweet a lot.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel like I forget to tweet. Like, are you like, oh, I have a thought, and then I
immediately, if something happens, my first thought is I have to tweet that.
Really?
If something is on fire, I would tweet about it before calling 911.
Okay. So it's just like there.
Yeah,
it's waiting just, for it's, you to use.
Twitter is permanently like in my head.
Okay. You know what? That makes sense. Okay. I feel like being a photographer and is essentially being an entrepreneur, like it's a hard job.
You're
like
a business owner.
Yeah, you are. So I'm sure there's times where you're feeling like unmotivated. Maybe you're not getting much work. I don't know if you even have that problem. Or
it happens.
Yeah. Okay. So I just, what do you do when you're in a funk? You're feeling discouraged. You're feeling unmotivated. You're like, is this the right career path for me? I don't know. I have one of those freakouts every once in a while.
Oh, I have one every single day. I open my eyes in the morning. I say, what am I doing with my life?
So how do you talk yourself out of the spiral?
I think my first thing I do when I'm in a creative rut is I like stop doing photography and I like take a little break for a week or two.
Ooh, great advice.
Because I feel like the more I force it, the more miserable I become.
True.
Yeah. And unless I have like jobs that are just like, hey, like come shoot this event or whatever. I don't know. I don't really like doing things when I'm super unmotivated. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then what helps me get back into it, though, is like once I have like a good idea, like something creative, I can just like hit up one of my friends, like a model or something, and we can just go like shoot something for fun. No pressure, whatever. And especially like if I don't like the photos, I just like won't edit them. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, sorry, girl, I didn't like these. And the model's usually like, oh, okay, what's wrong with you? But I try not to force it. Like if I don't love something, I'm not going to make myself do it because it'll make me hate it. Mm. And yeah, I don't know. And also like the way I keep photography fun for myself is through just like my like fun like film photos with friends, mm-hmm. like my behind the scenes and stuff. And so I try to just lean into that when I'm not feeling like I want to like take out the big clunky DSLR. And yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes it just feels harder than other days.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And yeah, especially times when I'm like not getting a lot of work and stuff and I'll start like getting stressed out. I really just like try to take me time. I like to go to workout classes. I like go to dinner with my friends. I'll go out. Mm-hmm. I'll just like do something else. Mm-hmm. And usually that brings you back to it because then you start to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Who's someone that you go to those dinners with like when you're feeling a little eh, and then you feel so good leaving the dinner? Like guaranteed you're going to feel good.
Chesco.
Oh.
I love Chesco. That. Yeah, guys.
We love Chesco.
My
here.
Best friend is named Chesco. We love him literally so much. Who else?
Also, Chesco went to IU, everyone.
Oh my God, he did. Yeah. Him and Brett and like Sylvie and like all these people. Everyone went to Indiana. What Wait. Is that about?
We breed good people.
I guess, but I'm like, I did not realize that many people.
Yeah, Brett.
Like had connections to Indiana. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, because I introduced Chesco and Brett, and then they started talking about Indiana. I was like, how do you even know anything
and,
about each other?
And Brett's little sister, Danielle. Yeah. She went to IU.
Oh, they all had like a whole chat. Oh, yeah. Me and Todd just like sat there like, well, all right.
No, I went on their podcast, and literally they had to cut so much because we talked about IU for way too long.
Yep. That's exactly what they did when we went on their podcast. I took Chesco on like with me, and they talked about Indiana for like 45 minutes. I was like, you guys, can
it's
we talk about something
trait.
Else?
No. Honestly, mark your calendar because when IU starts like playing good teams in football because like they start off with the dinky mm-hmm. teams. I'm gonna start having IU themed parties and we'll get you a shirt.
I'll be there.
We'll get you a jersey.
Oh yeah, I'm always there for like a good time, but I'm like I know nothing about this place. Like
no, it's crazy how many IU people are
yeah,
here.
So yeah. I feel like everyone went to Indiana and then they moved to LA.
That's hilarious. Yeah. The Hollywood Hoosiers.
Oh, and like I had a meeting the other day with like a founder of a brand and we were at Soho House and Brett walked in and he like knew this girl because they had gone to Indiana and I was like, I literally can't.
You're like trying to fit in like I was a
like,
Hoosier.
What's
yeah,
going
I
on?
I love the Hoosiers.
Yeah. So anyway, there's that.
I'm done. Okay, so Chesco, is there anyone else?
Yeah. My friends Selena and Steffia, they're sisters, they're models.
Oh, amazing.
I just love them so much. And Selena was like one of my very first friends in LA. I met her a really long time ago and like I feel like it's rare to like keep friends in LA like for that long, you know? And my other friend, Alexa J. Mm-hmm. Today's her birthday, so I'm going to her birthday dinner tonight.
Shout out.
Happy birthday, Alexa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I just have so many, like, very good, like, close friends who I can talk to about, like, anything. And just people who, like, make you kind of forget whatever you're worried about and, like, whatever's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, people you know that actually have your best interest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without wanting anything in return.
Yeah.
That's, like... safe space.
Unconditional love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is, like, inspiring you that maybe isn't your friend, or, like, you know, is there, like, an account? Is there a hike you've been doing? Like, something random that, like, has been inspiring you? Like, when you're feeling, I don't know, down, like, who do you look to? Whose account do you look to get re-inspired?
I don't know.
Or is there anyone lately you feel like's popping off in your head?
I mean, there are definitely some girls. I was talking to my friend the other day about this because she was like, who's your favorite influencer? And I was like, that is such a good question.
Who is your favorite?
I feel like that's I have a couple faves, because there are some girls who I'm like, whatever they're posting, it's immediately going in my cart. Like, take my money. Like, I will pay for whatever.
Wait, who? Tell me. I need to know.
I love, like, Devin Brugman. Do you know her? She owns the Monday Swimwear. Nicest girl I've literally ever met. But also just, like, so inspiring.
She's so hot.
So hot. But, like, I just love the way she, like, lives her life. And I met her randomly at, like, Fourth of July? Some party, like, last year, like, a year ago. And I just went up to her and I was like, hey, I really love your Instagram. And she was like, oh my God, like, it's so nice to meet you. Like, what's your Instagram? I'll follow you back.
Stop.
Like, so nice, so welcoming. And I just feel like I also just find, like, cool products and shit that I like through her. Also, another Devin Lee Carlson.
Oh, she's one of my
favorites. Obsessed with her. Obsessed. Anything Devin Lee Carlson is selling, I'll buy it.
Like, one of the nicest people I know.
So nice. Again,
so awesome.
So fucking nice. Yeah. And, oh, I do love Alex Cooper, too.
Oh, yeah. She's
and
a good
I,
influencer.
Yeah, I met her last year at New York Fashion Week. And I was like, I just have to tell you, I've been listening to Call Her Daddy since, like, episode 3. Uh-huh. And I'm just, like, obsessed with you. And I also love how much she's, like, kind of transformed that show from,
totally,
like, what it used to be to what it is now. Because I should shoot her. I know. I really want to.
Yeah.
But I liked it. What it was then, like, it was just funny to listen to, but I think now it's, like, so much more, like, empowering and inspiring, and just, I love everything she does, and I'm constantly watching her Instagram story. I'm like, love you, girl.
And she also takes, like, risks.
Yes,
yeah,
she does, and she's, like, not afraid to be herself, and I feel like that's something that I am too. I'm, like, a very, like, kind of overly confident to a fault almost. I'm like violently independent, and I just feel like seeing that in other people is really cool.
So last year, this, like, photo lives rent free in my head, her at New York Fashion Week with the braid.
Oh yeah, yeah, I took a photo of her with Madison when she had that hair. Yeah, we ran into her at the, like, Bulgari party, I think. But I like, leaned across the bar and I was like, I love you so much. She's like, oh my God, I love you so much. She's really nice.
Aww, yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, those are three. I just followed Devin, but, like,
I feel like I love Devin, finding girls on Instagram and stuff who are, like, super cool and, like, I'm inspired by it. And then I meet them in person and they're awesome.
Oh, that's the best.
Because sometimes you meet people from the internet in person and they kind of suck. It's like, don't meet your idols vibes. But I like when I meet them and I really like them.
The two that I know, I don't know Devin Monday Swimwear. Devin, I need to meet her. But, like, the other two, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I feel like when I watch them, there's no, like, sense of, like, comparison or, like, weird. You know when sometimes you follow someone, you're like, why am I getting mad?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And, like, that's when I, like, telling myself I need to mute.
You know who you would
unfollow?
Really like? Cami Crawford. Do
okay.
you know her?
No.
She's the co-host on Catfish, and she has a podcast called Relationship.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She is also, I started working with her like a year or two ago, and she is just the nicest, coolest girl, and, like, keeps it so real. And just, like, I am obsessed with everything about her.
I love when people give me someone to follow.
And she was another person, though, where, like, I followed her on Twitter for so long because I thought she was, like, hilarious. And then one day she, like needed a photographer or something and, like, hit me up. And I was like, just so you know, like, I'm fully obsessed with you. And she's like, oh, my God, like, thank you so much. And she, like, we've become
so
pretty
cute.
Good friends. She's so cute.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
But, yeah, like, she's another person. Like, to me, she's just very inspiring, like, big sister vibes.
Love.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have – they're almost needs to be a list. Lately, I've been really into writing in my notes.
Love lists.
Like, lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your lists?
Like, so many. I feel like a lot of people on TikTok right now have been doing, like, the what's in and what's out.
Yeah.
And I love those.
Yeah.
Because I have opinions.
Okay. Well, okay. We should play the game because that's the last thing. And
yeah.
I have the game. But yeah, I basically have been making lists and I want to do one of, like, my favorite influencers.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. We are going to play a game called, that I made up, called Slay or Nay.
I love it already.
Instead of in or out. Okay. Basically, it's like...
So are you giving me topics and I'm saying Slay or Nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back to our first episode of Slay or Nay, our segment. Nezrin, I'm going to say something and you're going to tell me Slay or Nay and we're going to debate about it.
Okay.
You can tell me, you know.
Yeah, I can justify it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, first one. The Birkenstock Bostons, like the clogs.
Mm. The clog or the sandal?
The clog.
Here's the thing. I'm from Oregon. So growing up, people were trying to force Birkenstocks on my feet. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, please give me a pair of Nike Dunks. But now they're very in. And so I like almost want to say Slay, but like knowing how cringy they were when I was growing up, I like also want to say Nay.
I'm going to say Nay.
But I would say just... Nay for me personally.
Me too.
But they're so in right now, but, yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah. But I feel like also some people, I'm like, babe, that isn't your style. Just
no.
Like, it's just because it's trendy doesn't mean you need to get
it. I see Birkenstocks on some people and I'm like, that looks wrong to
me. It does.
Yeah, it's like unsettling.
Let it be for the Birkenstock queens, yeah. You know? Okay, Nay.
Nay.
Speaking of, Jordans.
Nay.
I'm saying Nay too.
Because
I think they had their moment.
Here's the thing. Also, they make your legs look weird. Like high top Jordans are big no for me. I just always feel like I'll see a girl in a super cute outfit and then I like pan down and there are high top Jordans and I'm like, what are we doing, girl?
I think they were such a fun moment.
Yeah, they were like for a certain outfit or for a certain look, but people were overdoing it.
And I think like a black and white pair or like a dunk, like
like a low top.
Yeah,
love. The high tops, no.
Yeah, but now the crazy like sneakerhead ones, I think Nay.
No. Yeah, it's an A.
Even though Jordans itself, like, I feel like are classic.
Yeah, but certain ones.
But certain ones. Ones. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it also depends on how you style it.
We overdid it.
We
on
did
the
overdo
Jordans.
It, though. But, like, the corset top, the baggy jean, and the Jordans, it's like, it's done.
Yeah.
It had its moment.
That was the thing. I think everyone wore that outfit for so long that I was like, I need people to stop doing this.
It needs
this.
To be retired. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it needs to be retired. Matcha.
Slay.
I'm saying Slay, dude.
Yeah. I've always been a matcha girl.
Me
like
too.
So long ago. Well, my mom is an English professor and she works at like a Japanese university.
Whoa, that's
like,
sick.
Yeah. She teaches ESL, like English as a second language. And so she was drinking matcha like a million years ago. Like I was a child and my mom was having like green tea and like matcha and stuff. And it became so trendy. All of a sudden I was like, wait, you guys didn't know about this?
Wait, am I crazy or am I remembering? Are you part Japanese?
No. I'm Moroccan.
Maybe this is someone else.
My dad's Moroccan.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. That's so crazy.
Random fact.
That's really cool.
I know.
So your mom works at a Japanese university?
Not anymore. Now she's actually at, I don't know if I should say the company, but a big
tech
company.
Oh my God, sick.
Yeah, but she used to be an English professor at a university.
Okay, okay. I feel like I met someone recently and I was like, whoa, you know who it is? Dom Roberts.
Oh,
yeah.
Is she really?
She's like,
I don't know
if she's
so
Japanese.
Cute.
Yeah, but she definitely, one of her parents is Asian. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No wonder she's so like freaking pretty.
Yeah,
but
she's gorgeous.
But I was
gorgeous.
Like, oh my gosh.
I love her
really
TikToks.
Good skin, and I feel like Asians normally have really good skin too. So maybe that's why.
I love Dom's TikTok. She's so funny.
She's so funny. Dude. Okay, that's what it was. Snapchat.
Nay.
Really?
What are we doing on there in 2022?
Okay.
I think it's a Gen Z thing. Like, I think the kids have, like, resurged Snapchat. Like, it's back after Kylie Jenner had, like, canceled it. But I was like, at my big age, I'm not getting on Snapchat.
Okay. I think form of communication, absolutely nay. Although, creators have been posting on there instead of Instagram lately. So, therefore, I'm going to say slay because also they pay creators.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, like, I don't hate Snapchat as an app. I'm just like, I don't have friends like my age like using it, so if I'm at a bar and a guy's like, what's your Snap, I'm like, are you 21?
That's so true. If someone asked me at my age like right now for my Snap, I would actually like
I'd be alarmed.
I'd just walk away.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
that would be crazy. Maybe I should start doing that to people and just like gaslighting them. I should be like, what's your Snap, and see what they say.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke.
They'd be scared.
No, if I was like, what's your Snap? And then they were like, what? I'd be like, I'm kidding.
Yeah. That's how you act younger.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Dairy.
Nay. I mean,
I'm going to say slay just because like.
I was going to say, I'm not one of those people who like is totally dairy free. I don't drink milk. I do,
yeah,
like,
I don't drink milk
an
either.
Alternative milk.
In my head, milk isn't dairy. I'm thinking cheese.
Okay, so cheese is a slay, and ice cream is also a slay.
Yeah.
And yogurt is kind of a slay as well.
But like actual milk.
But milk, like no.
Milk isn't dairy. Milk is slay.
Yeah, when I say I'm dairy free, I don't mean cheese, ice cream, or yogurt.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
No, literally.
Okay, cool.
Or frozen yogurt.
I love that we're on the same page. Yeah.
That's not actual dairy.
No, it's not.
Okay.
There's something different.
Celery juice.
It was slay a couple years ago. Like, we had our phase. I think nay.
I agree. TikTok.
Slay.
Slay, I think, too.
I have so much fun on there.
Sherry and Young Gravy.
I think slay. Here's the thing, though. Slay on Young Gravy's end.
Yes!
Nay on Sherry's end. Because, girl, what are you doing? But also, for him, I'm okay. Like, go off, king.
Yes, and also, I don't want to sound like... Oh, like women can't date younger?
No, not in an anti-feminist way. I just think it's probably very embarrassing for her daughter.
Yes, I'm thinking about her daughter. Like,
I'm sorry, Sherry and Monty have been acting like crazy people.
And it's not okay.
It's not okay. If that was my parents, I would be so mortified. And so I can just imagine what Addison feels like.
I'm already so... Like, I was so hurt by my parents' divorce. Like,
yeah.
Literally, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Like, I was, like, not okay. I cannot even fathom, like, how their behavior on the internet.
Well, yeah, if they had, like, acted like that, like, oh, my God. It makes it 10 times worse.
I mean, and my parents are, like, friends. And, like, I feel like they had a divorce, like, the best way they possibly could.
Yeah.
The fact that, like... They're also like in a raging fight. They're dating younger people who are like,
and all this, literally like, publicly, like online. It's just a spectacle.
It's so beyond weird to me.
But also, I met Young Gravy a couple weeks ago and I was like, honestly, love him. He is so nice.
No, I love Young Gravy. Yeah. Slay on Young Gravy's.
Yeah.
I think he's funny as fuck.
I'm like, I do love that he is like, I love moms. And yeah. I'm like, I'm obsessed with that
also,
for you.
Also, he's always said that.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a new thing. No, like, I've been a Young Gravy fan for literally like
being
a couple
honest.
Years.
Yeah, yeah. He's like rocking with it. And I love that for him.
No,
but
he's
I'm just
committed.
Like, I feel like Sherry and Monty are doing a lot.
I just feel so bad for Addison. I don't want to even talk about it more because it makes me mad. But I just feel bad for Addison and like Team Addison.
So it's like a slay and a nay.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree. Okay. New Balance.
Slay.
I think slay too.
Yeah. The 550s are cute. I just got a pair the other day. I kind of like them. Except they're not as comfortable as I thought they would be.
Really?
I mean, they're like comfy, but I'm like, I have comfier sneakers.
I will say, people acted like they like did the same as like Shape Ups.
Oh, yeah.
People like are like, they're insane.
I was like, okay, relax.
Yeah. True. They're not that different from like, my other sneakers. Okay. Instagram Reels.
Nay.
I'm going to say nay too, unfortunately. Yeah. Memes.
I think memes will always be a slay. Depends on the meme. Depends on like how funny it is and like what the current vibes are. But they're pretty good.
Yeah, I just said on one of my in and out lists that they're out. But I feel like people are just forgetting about them. It's not that I don't like it.
Or like certain ones are out. I think certain things are so overplayed to the point where it's not funny anymore. But like, again, being someone who like came from like Tumblr culture, I'm like, there are always really funny memes.
We need to bring back like memes.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not using them as much.
Like Go Piss Girl was, I'm sorry, that was the funniest era of like the entire pandemic
or the
on
Pikachu
Twitter.
One.
Yeah. Oh my God. They were so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Lip filler.
It's like a to each their own thing, but nay for me.
I think nay. Going on that same topic, BBLs.
Nay.
Nay.
People look crazy.
I know. It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. And I also, though, I do just kind of worry about like the long-term effects of this. Because I'm like, everyone's been getting BBLs for like the past, what, 3 or 4 years. What are you going to look like in 10 years?
Also, I feel like no one who is like at the age of like 80 had a BBL. So we don't know how it's going to look or
no
be.
No idea.
That is scary.
Yeah. It's a big nay for me. I'm like, just do some squats. Although I do feel stupid going to the gym when everyone's getting a BBL in like Colombia.
Or they go to Mexico.
Yeah. And I feel stupid at the gym, like watching everyone be like, oh my God, I just woke up with this ass. Like, I don't even know what happened.
It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm like pro, like do whatever you want.
I kind of am too. But I think reaching a point also where when everyone's lying about their plastic surgery.
It's so beyond weird
to
me.
It's so weird. Uh-huh. I'm like, just be yourself. If you're going to get work done, tell people you got work done. But also like, you don't need to do that.
And I think there's a point where you're transforming your entire body. It's like, I don't know. I don't love that, I guess.
And also just like, I feel like the adoption and like fetishization of like Black and POC features on mainly white women.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it also gets me, because I'm like, why do you want to look like this? You True. Want what? Like a giant ass so you can like go to the club on the weekend in like a really tight out. Like, what is the point? Whereas, you know, sometimes when people get worked out on their face and so I'm like, you see your face every single day. And I think that's very important. Like, if you want a nose job, if you want lip filler, if you want mm-hmm. whatever, BBLs are, we're taking it too far.
That is very true.
Yeah.
It is. It's just a little, it's so unnatural.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. For
and
me.
Then it looks bad on the body because it's so unnatural.
Yeah. Yeah,
it really is. I mean, not me being like, be your natural self, but like, actually, like, I am like pro, like, do whatever you want.
But I can also understand being like super uncomfortable with your body. Like, I think obviously as women, we've all had body dysmorphia at one point or another. So I'm like, I do like get maybe where it comes from, but I'm like, it's going too far. Yeah.
Ooh, so that's a really interesting take. Yeah. I agree.
I'm full of opinion.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
I'm like not a Taylor Swift fan.
Really?
I'm not a Swiftie. Here's the thing though. I did like Folklore and I like Evermore. And like I like,
that's kind of a Portland vibe.
Yeah, I like her music. I'm just like, I feel like some people's like entire mood is based on like if Taylor Swift is like releasing a song or not. And I like couldn't be fucked to keep up. Like I don't know. So like Slay, I guess. Like she's good.
I think I'm gonna say Slay just because the power and control she has over her fan base is truly remarkable and impressive to me.
She could be the president.
Yeah,
she could be.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would vote for her.
And and also the shit that she's like taken that's happened to her in her past and made it in like light or lemons into lemonade is like so like funny.
Well, that's like an artist's dream.
How petty she is hilarious.
Yes, to like make stuff out of like your bad situations and make it art and make millions of dollars. Yes. Like that's everybody's
so
dream.
True.
And she's done it. Uh-huh. So
and I feel like so many times she's been ridiculed, especially being a female and like taking over the like artist space. Like,
yeah,
she's like pissed a lot of males off, and I think it's funny.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So Slay. Holding hands.
Slay.
I think Slay too.
So Slay.
We need to hold more hands.
Yeah, we do.
And then dating apps.
Like nay for me right now. Mm-hmm. I'm off them.
I think the only one I'm going to say Slay to is currently, believe it or not, underrated, Bumble.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't used Bumble, Tinder, any of those since I moved to LA. I was on Raya for a really long time.
Me too. And I will say like I got on Bumble randomly the other day and it was insane the amount of like quality guys that were on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. I was so impressed.
That's shocking to hear.
In my head, currently, Hinge is overrated. Bumble is underrated.
Yeah, I'm sick of Hinge.
Hinge, what the heck is this rose thing? And the only good candidates are on there. And I don't want to be embarrassing and give them
no,
rose.
No, exactly. And then I look at my like likes. It's like, you have 750 unread, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to respond to not a single one of these men.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like the caliber of men is bad.
It's bleak.
Now, trust me, Bumble is underrated.
Okay.
I also think because I haven't been on it in so long, which it sounds like you haven't, they like show you good ones because you come back, you know?
Okay.
And
I'll investigate Bumble.
You know what else I love is like, since I have to be the one that says something, which currently, believe it or not, I've just been saying Slay and they all respond. It's crazy. I literally
like,
have to tell you.
Okay, girl.
No, it's crazy.
That's so funny.
No, literally, I'm not kidding you. Literally, all I do is say Slay, and this guy immediately goes, well, and it's not loading. He goes, I can only do that with you. Like,
wait, that's a pickup line.
Then I said Slay. He goes, what's that, gorgeous? I said Slay. He goes, like, when they respond, it's hilarious. They just like say,
that's actually really funny. That's a good opening line.
They'll be like, LOL, like, want to get a cocktail? What Slay you? Like, they're like, what's up? I feel like they just Slay.
Wait,
question
this
mark.
Is funny.
Someone goes, do you want to Slay me?
Oh my like, God. Wait, are you like going on dates?
Yes. Like, it's crazy.
With the Slay boys?
You
or
have
with
to
other
say
boys?
Slay. No, Slay boys.
Okay. Love that.
You have to say Slay.
They'll be like, weird. Another girl just said that to me.
Yeah. it's crazy the amount of responses I'm getting. I think too, it's fun to see like who knows like pop culture currently.
Yes. That's the other thing. I feel like so many like boomer behavior people our age. And I'm like, I'm sorry, have you never logged on to a website? Like, what's happening?
So there's thing called the internet.
Yeah. No, I meet people like that like frequently and I'll be like, oh my God, what universe are you living in?
It's but like I can't talk normal.
It's kind of refreshing, but yeah, like they don't understand anything
I'm
saying.
No, and I'm literally on a date with a normal person and I'm like,
yeah. And they don't get it. And I'm like, obviously the Debbie Ryan. I'm doing the Debbie Ryan.
And then they're like, why is she doing that weird thing with tucking her hair behind her ear?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't understand.
Anyway, Nezrin, it has been such an absolute blast having you on. Thank you for spilling your wisdom and knowledge and
this
tea.
This is so fun. Thank you for having me.
What can everyone, or like, where can everyone follow you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at BlackPrints, BlackPrints. And if you want to see my like photography, like a website, like my portfolio, it's nezrinjanan.com. Mm-hmm. And my TikTok is CinnamonyHoney. And
you have the best usernames. We'll leave it.
Oh my God, thank you.
Okay, so anyway. BlackPrints and CinnamonyHoney.
Yep.
That's so, those are so good.
Love it.
And yeah, be sure to comment down below your favorite slay of the week. And we will talk to you soon. Love you guys.
Bye.
Make someone's day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.